I would share with the voters that when you compare people, you are comparing a WP slate that is going to compare against the PAP backbenchers. So it's backbencher versus backbencher, because the Workers' Party are not going to be in government. So what my proposition to voters to consider is to understand that backbencher for backbencher, you've got a serious choice there. And the Workers' Party has put forward a serious slate of individuals so that Singaporeans can consider that choice carefully. And I respect whatever choice Singaporeans make. The whole Workers' Party will do so. I mean, the only GRC now without an anchor minister is Marine Parade GRC, right? And I think that transpired when they knew that there were no more Workers' Party, there was not a Workers' Party slate that was going to Marine Parade. But ultimately, the voters can see there are 26 candidates. So these candidates will be backbenchers if they have the privilege of serving the constituencies, the residents where they have put in their nomination for. They will compare with, they will have to assess their role in terms of backbenchers in the larger schema of things in Parliament. In terms of the ministers, I can take the words from one of the PAP candidates in Aljunied. I mean, he said, we don't have an anchor minister, so we have more time on the ground. I'm not sure whether he fully understood the ramifications of what he was saying, because that means that in a constituency like Marsiling Youthi, for example, you've got office holders. How does that work out in terms of time on the ground? So in terms of the national posture, I believe Singaporeans should measure backbenchers versus backbenchers, because that's what the Workers' Party has put forward. And I think our backbenchers are really good.